from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by NJ Diet, there was a narrative out there the Phillies could not beat good teams. Following the Phil's sweep of the Dodgers, the Phils are 25-14 against teams 500 or better, and that is best in baseball. Now, the last time the Phillies swept the Dodgers at Citizens Bank Park would be the year 2008. We kind of all know what happened that year. Phils will host the A's this weekend. Last series before the break, 6:40 p.m. live here on 94 WIP. Ranger Suarez starts. Get slimmer this summer without taking any shots. With NJ Diet, you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Go to njdiet.com. Showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 85. It is currently 77. To listen to 94 WIP, download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Well, we're getting closer to the start of the Eagles training camp, which is now just 11 days away. And we got a great baseball season going on. A little clearance. Wait, credence.
Credence.
Wait, there credence it is. Clearance.
And why we credence?
Yeah, clearance.
What did I say? What
revival.
Did I say?
Credence, clearance.
Just go CCR, Joe. It's so much easier.
What did I call Leave It to Beaver one time? I called the mom Mrs. Beaver, right?
Yeah. Mrs. Yep.
that, was just, that was so wrong on so many
a
levels.
Little bit.
And truly inadvertent, let me be clear. All right, let's get to the Got a Door and Window win of the weekend as we head toward yet another weekend. And, of course, the Got a Door and Window win of the weekend brought to us by Got a Door and Window. Take advantage of Got a Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGuida, GUIDA.com. So, again, that's visit GoGUIDA.com. Well, the weekend, obviously, one more Philly series until the All-Star break. This one against the A's, so hopefully they clobber them and head into the break winning either 2 of 3 or 3 of 3 to close out this first half, if you will. So we'll have our eyes on the Phils, but also some other stuff, including I got to give a shout-out to Philadelphia Zone, and hopefully people know about it, but my guess is not everybody does. Boots Ennis, you know, he follows in the line of a lot of great Philadelphia fighters. We have a fighter from Philadelphia who is currently the IBF welterweight champion, and he fights tomorrow at the Wells Fargo Center.
Nice.
He's never lost, ever. He is a champion from Philly, and he's never lost. So if you get a chance to support him, you know, do it. Title fight against someone named David, I don't know, Avian San? I don't know how to say this guy's name. Bottom line is, go Boots Ennis, and he does great stuff in boxing, and obviously it's amazing to have a Philly champion. And unfortunate that unlike some others, he's just not as well known.
But well, it's cool it's at the Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Like, it makes it feel like a very big event.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a fun thing to go to.
Absolutely.
Real fun thing. So, obviously, we'll have our eye on that. And then also, you know, Wimbledon coming down the stretch here to see, you know, who wins the greatest of all the tennis tournaments on an annual basis, Wimbledon. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from Borgata. Let's talk to Joe and Yaden. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Joe?
And all of it
question.
To you.
A quote and my Phil's point.
Go for it.
A question. I'll say the quote first. Jerry McDonald and James have the most unique laugh, hearty laugh you want to hear. They really make my day.
Oh, it is a good laugh. I would say Kawhi Leonard's is the most unique ever, but those other two you said are pretty darn good.
Okay, second question. This is a question for you. How good are you one-on-one?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
How good are you one-on-one?
One-on-one what? Basketball?
And basketball, yes.
Well, I suppose it depends on who I'm playing against, but I like to think I'm certainly well above average.
Okay, I'll hold that down the road. I'm not playing one-on-one down the road. Okay.
Yeah.
And Philly's point...
you gotta understand, I got skills, Joe.
See, I feel like if Richie was here, he would probably argue that, but he's not. So.
Joe, my biggest issue right now is what they call stamina. Right? Like, one-on-one's
little
great,
thing.
But here's the thing. I'm better at one-on-one up to 3 than up to 11. Because by, like, you know, 3-2, I'm already tired. You know?
Okay, how old are you?
Joe,
how 40, old are you?
I'm 46.
Oh, my God, you're a baby.
Yeah. Well, I've been out of shape for about 25 years. Just being honest, man. Just being honest.
I appreciate honesty. I really do.
Sure.
My Philly's point is actually, it's Otani. Did he actually play in this series or no?
Yes. Yeah. We got some hits early in the series, and then he
3 for 10, no extra base hits, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a unique moment when he stole a base, which...
Very questionable.
Yeah.
So do you believe it was intentional and inappropriate?
100%.
Yeah. Mm.
If it was any... Like, this guy is like Teflon. Anybody else, they would be getting crushed.
So the theory, obviously, the flip side, true or not, is that he was shaking dirt off his glove, and you just think that's bogus.
He was staring at the dugout while he did it.
Yeah.
No.
Who? Yeah. No.
Nah.
I'll tell you, if it was intentional... Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one said anything. And no one's going to say anything.
Well, you couldn't prove it. That was the problem.
Just like the gambling.
Yeah. No, I got it. All right, Joe, give me an answer. Something unique in a movie.
No offense to James. I changed it. I'm going to go with Ghost at the very end when Heaven opened up and Swayze left Demi Moore.
Yeah. All right. The end of Ghost and Heaven. That's a nice moment. Let's listen to Aaron Nola because it's been a lot of nice moments at the ballpark lately. And Nola, as the longest tenured Philly right now, he's kind of seen it all in his time, from bad to good, and the different vibe is incredibly noticeable. Obviously, he's enjoying what he's got. Listen to Aaron Nola after the game yesterday.
Really good crowd these past couple days. Good crowd all season long, and when I came up, it wasn't like that for sure, as you guys know. And what I've been really blessed to go through a rebuild and to where we're at right now. You know, there's been a lot of change. You know, a lot of studs come in and help our team out, and we got a really good team now. And it's been the same pretty much since 2022, and I feel like that's why we're having a really good year. We know how to play with each other. We have good chemistry, and I think that helps out a lot. And we enjoy being around each other.
I got to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in that quote, including the end. We enjoy being around each other. One thing to me that I've always had extra, let's call it extra appreciation for, is the Philadelphia athlete that comes through the bad times to the good times, sticks through it, is a good player pretty much the whole way through, but then gets to enjoy the fruits of the success.
Like, he's certainly earned it.
He has. Like, Doc had that with the Eagles. I mean, guys, Brian Dawkins was on a team in his third year that not only went 3-13, I mean, it was like a not even close.
It was painful.
Like, the Eagles averaged 7 points a game that year.
Yeah.
They averaged 7 points a game on offense.
Well, another...
Jimmy Rollins had it in baseball. I mean, J-Roll was here. I mean, they weren't horrendous in his very beginning, but they had just come from horrendous. So I appreciate the athlete that helps lift the program up.
I mean, probably the best example might be Brandon Graham. I mean, he was here
oh, God,
through
yeah.
all... And he obviously won the Super Bowl, yeah. So he was there for it. But Nola's such
but
an
they were good
they were
when
a playoff team
drafted.
And he got drafted.
Yeah, no, but he was also here when they won five
no,
games.
No,
Joe's
but
talking about someone who never had good. Yeah. Like, he's talking about someone who comes
Dog
in, it's bad
in
from the beginning.
96
more or less
they were a playoff team. But, yeah,
right.
so others would be a better
they
example
were bad
than
for most of Nola's time
yeah.
here.
Yeah, I just think Nola's comparable to Brandon Graham in a way where, like, they've been through everything. Like, Nola.
Well, I know what you mean.
Now, Brandon's far more loved in this city than Nola is, perhaps unfairly. I mean, Nola's had a great career. But, yeah, Nola's really been through the ups and downs.
I mean, frankly, listen.
Oh, Brandon Nola's Graham, better in his sport than Brandon.
Correct.
I agree with that.
More consequential historically because of the Super Bowl.
But Brandon's far more loved in this city.
He's far more loved. But I'll tell you, Nola is, he's getting closer to beloved. Now, he's not still fully trusted.
Mm.
And that's a shame, but I understand why. He has had some spots. Like, 2 years ago in the playoffs, he did tail off as the playoffs went on. And then last year he pitched, what, game?
Six.
Mm.
Not
so
great.
Yeah. So, now look, he's also had, though, like, five or six postseason starts that have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
It is funny. It's like, even in a regular season game, when I'm watching him, by the fifth, sixth, seventh inning, if he's still in, I get a little worried because I'm just conditioned to, because I'm used to it.
He's had 14
he doesn't
quality starts
that
this year.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I think
he's
only had two bad ones.
Yeah.
Literally two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he had two stinkers and all the rest have been really good. All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. This is a topic we'll get into more in the next 2 weeks as we get closer to the Olympics, but we'll lay out our results here to this poll. So, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Spring into adventure in a new Armin Chevrolet. Available 1.9% finance on a new Equinoxes. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, are you excited about the upcoming Summer Olympics? We've got this as three choices. A, yes, very excited. B, yes, a little bit. C, no. Now, before Elliot takes a guess on how people have voted online, let's all weigh in on where we currently stand exactly 14 days from the start of the Olympics. Elliot, are you personally yes, very, yes, a little bit, or no, not excited?
So I'm very excited just because Joel's on the basketball team. So I'm excited to watch USA basketball. So that has me excited.
All right, Devin, what would be your answer?
Elliot, you're excited to watch him get fouled out after like 10 minutes.
All right.
I'm a little excited.
Rhea, where you at?
I'm a little excited. I was amused by the game story on Joel the other day. He said the guy said he needs to learn the FIBA rules and maybe some conditioning.
Some
and I'm
conditioning,
like, oh,
yeah.
Of course.
And don't fell out of the game. Yeah. Seltzer, where are you at on the Olympics?
So I have been a stone cold no for a long time. This year, my daughter is into swimming. She's into gymnastics, and she's excited about it. So I would say I'm a little excited about it.
So look, I am right in the middle between a little excited and not excited.
So it sounds like you're a little excited.
Listen, I'm a little excited, but let me be clear. It's a little. It's an innie excited.
Like,
yeah, let's keep it going.
I'm just telling you, like, we'll see, man. We'll say. It's never.
Oh, you know what I'm excited for?
What?
Alex Coffey, Philly's B reporter for the Inquirer. Her sister, Sam Coffey, plays for the U.S. women's national team. So she's going to be playing
that
in the
awesome
Olympics for Team USA.
That's
Sam
very
Coffey
cool.
And her brother, Paul Coffey, played in the NHL.
It's actually her dad,
sure.
Jeff.
No.
Wayne Coffey. Very famous.
That is not true. But her sister is playing.
We were all
joking.
Devin, that is cool. I mean, when you have a connection, and we've had a few.
Yeah.
So did Randall's daughter make it or not?
She was a high jumper? Is that what
I think it was something in track and field.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've had a couple. Like,
Brandon Marsh's sister was.
She did not make it.
And then obviously Drew Holiday's wife. Zach Ertz's wife.
Soccer, yeah.
Julie Ertz is not.
She's retired. She's retired.
Yeah, I'm saying in the past.
Saying in the past.
All right, so I have the results here of this poll, Elliot.
It's a tough one.
Very excited, a little bit no. And again, we'll get into this more in the next couple weeks because I am fascinated to take this on more as a show topic for callers. But Elliot, how do you think people vote?
I don't think I'm going to do well on this. I'm going to go a little bit excited, 42%.
Okay, a little bit excited does not win.
Right,
not excited.
I almost went.
Wow.
There.
And I got to tell you, this 43% not excited, in 1984, it would have been somewhere between 5% not excited and 0%.
Mary Decker Slaney.
Oh, Carl Lewis.
Home to watch her.
All of them.
But it does feel like once the Olympics start, people do get into it.
No, they
disagree.
Elliot, you're wrong. We've done it on the show. You're very wrong.
I'm not saying our call is a WIP.
No, but I mean, you would think you'd get a call. I'm telling you.
I don't think you would.
The last... It can't be that big a deal.
We're a sports station, man.
We're a Philadelphia sports station.
I think we'll get calls about Embiid.
But Elliot, you think in 1992 there weren't calls to WIP about the Dream Team?
Yeah, you're crazy,
Elliot. Yeah, the Dream Team. Yeah, I agree. We'll get basketball calls. You act like we're going to get calls on the
swimming. You think in 88 when we lost to the Soviets in basketball, there weren't calls on WIP?
All right, so you're picking sports that we already follow. I agree with you, Michael Phelps.
People talked about Michael Phelps. That was
Greg Louganis smacking his head on the freaking
Carl Lewis mattered.
I'm not saying they matter as much as they used to.
Name one sprinter.
I can't. I agree. But I'm saying once they start, people used to be stars, Elliot.
Yes, I agree.
It's not as big of a deal. It's not even in the hemisphere. I agree with you on that. But once it starts, I guarantee you people will be more into it. That's all I'm saying.
Most passionate will be on the Olympics at all.
We'll say. All right, let's do. So again, we'll get into this more in the next couple weeks. Let's do what we do every day at this time. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's
Yours. Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. I may not be a popular choice, but when you bat 406 against the best pitcher in history, Nolan Ryan, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, hold on, dude. First off, Nolan, and I mean this as no disrespect to
here
Nolan,
it comes.
Who I love
well,
Nolan
he's definitely
Ryan,
not the best pitcher.
Is clearly one of the most overrated athletes ever.
Wow.
Not a great one. He was a great athlete.
Because he lasted long?
It's just, he was so likable. All the strikeouts, all the no-hitters, and the longevity.
I think you're underrating the no-hitter thing. James, he was dominant.
James, the last caller called him the greatest pitcher ever.
He's not in the top 15. No, I agree.
So that's how you're overrated.
This is an official plea for Drew from Westchester to compete in Beat the Hammer. There has not been a contestant since March 1st who has answered more than two questions right. Let's go!
Well, you got to remember, dude, two things. One, I play great defense. And two, people get on the – it's not as easy as you think.
It's not.
No, it's way harder
than people
think. People
get nervous.
Dude, I was too nervous to do the timer today. I had to have Devin do it.
did you do the timer, Devin?
Yeah,
I did. No, and Elliot was so confident earlier in the show, and then right before he talked to me, he goes, can you just do it?
So you really got nervous, Elliot?
Dude, after last week when I made a little noise and you were like, getting ready to jump off the stage, I was like, Devin can do it. She can take that burden.
Let's keep going, Jim.
The only reason Joda Cameron doesn't think the opening scene of American Pie is unique is because he recreated it with his roommate every day for 4 years in college. Time's yours.
Two things wrong. One, it wasn't me, in the words of Shaggy. And two, I did think it was unique. It was everyone else here thought, it's a run-of-the-mill scene. You can't be, that's incredible.
As I asked a week or two ago, what will we find out next about Joe DeCamera's ideal man? And yesterday we got the cherry on top, Ruben Amaro's hotel package. Break out your cantaloupes. Time's yours.
Break out your cantaloupes.
There you go. All right. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to Brandon. He's calling from King of Prussia. Good morning, Brandon.
Yo, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, you guys want to give out quotes. I'm talking about bang, bang, Philly gang. We got the best team in baseball.
Hey, Brandon, I'm going to put you on hold because we can barely hear you. But, yes, the Phillies are great. We just got to get you on a better phone line. Your phone is like the Florida Marlins, not the Phillies. Your phone stinks. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Hey, what's happening there, team? How are we doing today?
Hey, dude.
Joe, congratulations on 255.
Thank you.
You earned it. I don't care what jumps that are on there. You earned it. You won. That's it. Bottom line.
That's correct.
So, enough of this center field talk. I think we need a platooned right-handed bat for left field. You have one of the best left-handed bats against right-handed pitchers in Brandon Marsh. And if you get a platoon of a right-handed bat against left-handed pitching, the platoon with him in left field,
Well, here's the irony to your call, Gary. You can make a case they need a platoon left fielder and a starting center fielder. Like, meaning you can make the case they need two outfielders. Now,
you don't need a starting center fielder.
Well, who do you want the starting center fielder to be?
Johan Rojas.
Oh, I'm not there yet, man. One game
Come
does
on,
not convince. Gary, Gary.
He's your nine-hole hitter, Joe. He's your nine-hole hitter. If everybody else would do their job, you wouldn't be talking about
it. But Gary, the nine-hole hitter hits almost the same number of times as the four-hole hitter. Like, just because you bat ninth doesn't mean you get two at-bats a game and the four-hole hitter gets seven at-bats a game. I mean, the nine-hole hitter matters. He just does.
Yeah, but Johan Rojas matters, too, in the field.
I know. I'm aware of that. All right, Gary, we got to start turning to right now. This is for tickets to Def Leppard, Steve Miller, and Journey. And we're looking for a unique answer here for something unique from a movie that's not about technology innovation, not about a twist and turn in a storyline, but something else unique. We've had some great answers today. Give me a great answer, Gary.
Phone booth.
Oh, yeah, it's an interesting answer.
What did he say?
The whole movie takes place in a phone booth.
Oh, righty, fair enough. Sledgehammer, Sledge, give me an answer. Give me an answer pretty quick.
How about in horror movies, normally you got a person or a creature as the killer, but in Child's Play and Conjuring, you got a doll.
Okay, all right. I've got five written down here.
I have one that I think should win.
I think I know what the winner is.
All right, let me just say the ones that I think are in consideration. Tom Hanks and a volleyball
That's
being
mine.
Friends for a whole movie.
It's a good one.
Okay. Pulp Fiction, the whole Pulp Fiction thing.
Yeah.
Okay. The Blair Witch Project.
That's my winner.
Yeah, that's the winner.
That's my winner.
One. Star Wars starting with Episode 4. American Pie starting with a pie and a blank.
Which, I don't like that one.
Okay. That's more plot to me.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And then, you know, the Big Short and the pauses and all that. So you guys... Two of you feel really strong on Blair Witch?
I feel very strong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's found footage. It started a whole found footage boom. Like, I think it's that.
Started a whole generation of conspiracy theories.
I think that's great. All right, Bill, congratulate. Bill, you're headed to see Def Leppard, Journey, and the Steve Miller Band. Enjoy that. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Phillies, obviously, and all that's up ahead. Again, good luck to Philadelphia's own Boot Ennis and his title fight tomorrow at the Wells Fargo Center. If you get a chance to check that out, we'll talk about that next week. Everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they're up next. Thanks, everyone, from Borgata. Great hospitality. Talk to you on Monday on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of excellence, their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. You know, I've been a patient of PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. I strongly encourage you to get yourself to PI Dental Center, whether it's for year-to-year maintenance, which is the category I'm in, good teeth, hope to keep it that way, or you got a major problem right now and you want a big solution and you want it fast. Go to PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.